This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
Welcome to Businesses in Our Backyard, the podcast for East Central Alabama. I'm your host, David McCurley, and local businesses, they're the lifeblood of our community. They create opportunities for our public, and they also do a lot of great business in our in and around our cities. And today I am being joined by a longtime friend, and I just can't tell you how long he's been in business, but Greg Atkinson from Atkinson Real Estate. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for letting me be here.
Thank you. Tell us a little bit about Greg Atkinson and Atkinson Real Estate.
Well, Atkinson Real Estate's been in business for about 65 years.
Wow.
I've been selling real estate personally for about 37. I've been a broker since 1994, graduate from Auburn University in International Business. I grew up in Sylacauga.
Absolutely.
And I love this area. I've got a lot of experience here. I've got a lot of friends, and it's fun selling real estate, helping people find a place called home. You know, that's a fun thing to do.
And is, to me, I think the most gratifying part of your job would be when that home is bought and you see the smile on their face and they can move their furniture in. I mean, you got to talk about that.
That's a big part of the business, and it's probably the best feeling you can have is helping find a house that fits people's needs. Mm-hmm. And it's not a house, it's a home. That's where they live.
Right.
And it's something they can enjoy, they feel secure about. You can raise family there. You can go home and be comfortable. And, part of a real estate agent's job is helping find that place called home. And it's like meeting the criteria. Do they need a one-level home? They need a two-level? Do they want waterfront? What school district? What kind of amenities do they need? Some people like a large yard. Some people like something smaller that's easier to keep up and mm-hmm. low maintenance. So there's a lot of variety out there, and helping people find the place called home, that's a great payoff for a real estate agent.
Absolutely. And of course, there's a lot that's involved with purchasing a home. And I want you to touch on that briefly, because your job and your aspect to help people take away some of the things that they don't have to do. But listen, I've been involved with purchasing land and homes and things, and there's a lot involved that the actual public doesn't know about.
There can be a lot involved. I mean, it sounds like a simple process, and basically it is, but there is a lot going on behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
If you're buying land and you want to build a house on it, do you have access to utilities? Will it perk for a septic tank? Can you build on it? Is the soil, suitable for building a home? And just buying a home, I mean, a lot of people may be paying rent right now, $900 a month, somewhere around there. Well, $900 a month, that would get you a house payment on probably a $100,000 house, with
right.
taxes and insurance included. So a home will build equity. It's an investment, and it will hold value, and it's something that you can take pride in, too. And one thing we do is we listen to people. We help them find what they're looking for. But also, we try to put them with a mortgage specialist or a lender that can help provide the financing they need, because a
Absolutely.
Lot of people just can't go write a check and buy something.
No, I fit into that category.
not around here anyway. And it's there's a lot of different type of loans out there. I mean, you got the FHA loans where you can pay 3% down. Conventional, you may put 5% to 10% down. And the down payment's a lot of money.
Yes.
Up. Then you got closing cost. VA is great. If you've got a veteran out there, they can get 100% VA loan. Wonderful. USDA loans. Then getting with a lender that knows the different types of loans that can match the needs with the buyer, that's something we try to help with too. We'll give them some lenders that we've dealt with in the past and let the buyer select who they feel comfortable working with. We just want to make sure they're working with a lender that knows what they're doing.
I want to ask you, too, there's so many parts of when you go to purchase a home through a real estate company. What is something that you like about, what is the biggest thing that you may enjoy about your job?
Well, I think it's meeting people, because, you're not just sitting at a desk all day long.
Right.
And you're meeting a lot of different people, a lot of different backgrounds, a lot of different needs. And it's fun meeting the people and helping them find what they need, but also you make friends in the process.
Absolutely.
And, It's a business, but it's very personal.
Yes.
And, you know, I've made a lot of friends over the years selling real estate, and I enjoy what I do.
And I think a lot of real estate business, Greg, goes to the word trust. Because if you go through the process with somebody and it turns out to be a great situation like you all provide, if that person has the opportunity to buy a home for their parents or maybe they're divorced and have to go somewhere else, they want to go through that process again with somebody they trust.
You know, we've been fortunate. We've had a lot of repeat business over the years, a lot of referrals. And I think experience, in whatever business you're at, you want to deal with a professional that has a lot of experience because, you know, anybody can sell a house. But when there's a problem, you want somebody that knows how to handle it.
Right.
Know? And if you got some special needs or special criteria, you know, an experienced agent can deal with that. But it does come down to trust. And I think one of the most valuable lessons I learned a long time ago, and I think most people would agree, as long as you treat somebody the way you want to be treated,
absolutely,
it's hard to go wrong.
I deal with that a lot out in the field when we go to do sports and things, and I totally 100% agree with you. If you want to be treated that way, treat somebody that way in return, and you can rest assured that you're going to be treated that way at Atkinson Real Estate. They've been in business for 65 years, so they must be doing something right, folks. I'm here to tell you, Greg Atkinson in here with me today, and we're going to take a short time out, and then we're going to come back and have another segment with Greg on this Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. You're listening to it right here, and of course, we'll be back with Greg Atkinson here in just a moment.
Sylacauga and Childersburg have three great radio stations: Mix 106.5, Kix 100.3, and WSGN on 98.3 FM. Which one's your favorite?
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
Greg Atkinson with me on Businesses in Our Backyard from Atkinson Real Estate. I want to, first of all, before we go any further, let's tell everybody that has not been living under a rock for the last 65 years where they can find Atkinson Real Estate, and give us a little bit of your information for the public.
Sure. Well, our office at 535 North Broadway, we're on the corner close to the high school. So we have a big green awning out front. It's easy to see us if you drive by. Our phone number is 256-245-6782. And we're there from 8 to 5 p.m. every weekday. We work weekends by appointment and after hours by appointment. Our website's Atkinson Real Estate LLC at yahoo.com. And we're undergoing some changes on the website. So if you look at it, you're going to see some changes coming on. We've got it being fine-tuned right now. So probably about another week or so we'll have it the way it needs to be. But it's interesting in the process.
Well, I'll tell you now, if you are not doing a website and getting your name out there digitally, you're falling behind. And I know Atkinson Real Estate has been doing this. And that's one of the things I wanted to ask you. Since you've been doing this a long time, what are some of the changes you've seen that helps you or hurts you over the last 37 years you've been doing this?
When I first got into real estate, of course, we didn't have computers like we do now.
Right.
We did not have the cell phones. We were typing contracts with a carbon paper.
Yep.
And just to say, we've made a lot of changes since then. Everything's on the computer. We do a lot on the internet. We do DocuSign where you can – I closed a house with a buyer in Poland
wow.
a few weeks ago.
That is so,
I mean,
incredible.
You can do it worldwide with the internet. It's wonderful. And, you know, FedEx is a good thing too. But the website, you know, originally people thought, well, why would you want to put anything on the internet? Well, about 95% or 96% of your searches start with the internet for houses. We do a lot on the MLS when we get those listings out. When we list a house, it gets a lot of exposure. We like to put pictures up. But also the cell phones. People can pull their phone up and get instant information. They can call you and text. I mean, text is wonderful. You can send photos, ask questions about houses. So technology has really helped the business. It's helped to get the information out there. And I think it's a good thing for everybody.
I honestly agree with you on that. It definitely, the radio world and everything has changed so much technical-wise too. I've been doing this for 37 years as well, and it has changed. But what, you know, there's so many things when someone wants to purchase a home, especially in building a home. But, You talked about whether, you know, what they might want to fit their needs, but what are some things that Atkinson Real Estate can help the buyer with to kind of take a little bit of that stress away from them?
Well, I mean, we represent both the buyers and the sellers. Of course, you know, sellers, we get the property ready to market and get it out there and advertise it and get it sold. From working as a buyer's representative, what we do is try to find the properties that they're looking for, because everybody has different needs in a home.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a search to see what's out there on the market that fits the criteria the buyer wants. We also, when we're showing them properties, we'll schedule the properties, but we also point out potential pitfalls. Is there a problem with drainage here? Is there something that's going to be a maintenance issue there? Is something that we need to look at? Is there a termite trail in the house? And, you know, we recommend, whenever we find the house, we do recommend that they hire a home inspector or a contractor to take a closer look, because personally, I don't crawl up underneath a house.
Me either.
Unfortunately, I won't fit under a lot of houses. But anyway, we do want to make sure that the buyer doesn't have any surprises. I mean, right. We want a happy closing where they buy the house for the price they want, not a lot of expenses, and then not 2 or 3 weeks later, oh my gosh, I got to spend $5,000 on this.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that doesn't happen.
No
hidden problems, no hidden surprises with cash. If it's a good surprise, that's great. But we want to make sure that they can buy in confidence and feel safe with what they buy.
I've asked this to a lot of people on this podcast, and I'm going to ask you, I probably know the answer to this, but when you graduated from Auburn, by the way, War Eagle, when you graduated from there and went into business, did you have a mentor? Did you have somebody that showed you the ropes?
I had several. I mean, my Uncle Earl started the real estate company. Both my mother and father were in business, yes. And I learned a lot from them. And, you know, growing up in a family business, there's a lot of strengths there. I mean, and I didn't start at the top by any means. When I was in high school, I worked for my dad at his warehouse, sweeping floors, loading trucks, and doing some dirty jobs. In real estate, besides selling real estate, I also took photographs, put signs out for the other agents. And, of course, I was the youngest one there. Now I'm, you know, not the youngest one there.
Well, I understand. But speaking of that, being in a family business, as you mentioned, there's a lot of strength. There's also a lot of stress involved with that too. But you have a team mm-hmm. at Atkinson Real Estate. It's not just Greg Atkinson. I want you to talk about your team a little bit, but I want to ask you, how you motivate your team?
Well, you know, we're fortunate. I mean, all of our agents are really self-motivating, and everybody has different strengths and weaknesses, but we work together as a team. We're like a family there. I mean, we're not all related.
Right.
Most of us aren't related, but, you know, the thing is we work closely together, and if somebody's out of town or somebody has a problem, we jump in and take care of it. Debbie, our office manager, has been there for 36 years.
She's wonderful.
She is, and she works good with the agents and the public. And if there's a problem, she knows who to call, and the agents know who to call. I mean, we work closely together, and I think that's part of the fun of working there, is because it's not just a place of work.
Right.
It's a place where you feel a sense of home in the office, actually. I mean, every one of my agents you can trust.
Well, and I'm going to say this, too, because of the team aspect and the family aspect, not many businesses in and around a city the size of Sylacauga can you find one that's been in business for 65 years. That says testaments to what you all do.
Well, we've been fortunate, and I think, you know, we all genuinely care about people. And we've all bought homes before, and we know it can be stressful. I mean, buying a home is one of the most stressful things you can do. And if you got an estate, it's even more stressful. But also you're worrying about when can I move in, how do I schedule the movers, and the same with the sellers. When do we move out? Sometimes you have several houses depending on one sale. They have to sell this house to buy that house.
Yeah.
And you line that up. That gets a little tricky sometimes, you know. But we try to handle the scheduling so it takes as much stress away from the buyer or seller as possible, because our job is to make your purchase easier.
Yeah. One more time before we leave this podcast, I want to give Greg the opportunity. First of all, I want to thank you for coming in, but tell us a little bit more about, let people know where you can find Atkinson Real Estate, your phone number, and everything that you need to get out there to our public.
If you want to drop in and see us, we're on Broadway at 535 North Broadway. We're right across from the high school. large green awning out front, parking on the side and in the front. Phone number 256-245-6782. Website Atkinson Real Estate LLC at yahoo.com. And, you know, we'd be happy to talk. If you're just curious, if you're not sure you want to buy or sell right now, call us. We'll talk to you. There's no charge for talking.
Right.
And, you know, the only time you pay us is when you actually close on a house. If,
yeah.
If we don't sell your house or we don't help you buy a house, you don't pay us anything. We're here to provide information, and we can help. And if you want to just have us look at your house to kind of give an idea of what you might get from selling it or what you can expect, we'll be glad to talk with you. Or if you want to see what houses run in the type of houses you're looking for, we'll be glad to talk with you about that too.
And hopefully the rates are going to change to where people can get back into the buying and selling a little more than what it's been.
Rates are supposed to come down. All the indications showing in September, you'll see the rates come down a little bit. I mean, yes, they're around 7% or so right now, which seems high when we had a period where they're like 2.5% or 3%.
Yeah.
That was crazy low.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and
don't know if we'll ever see that again.
I don't know. But you know what? It's still not a bad time. But even if the interest rate were 9%, it still wouldn't be a bad time because it's something right. You own.
Yeah.
And houses typically go up in value because if you're paying rent, you don't own that house.
That's right.
And if you buy the home and you live there, that's an investment. That's your home. You own it. And that's a good thing.
Absolutely. Well, we want to thank Greg for coming in here today and talking about Atkinson Real Estate. And, of course, if you have any kind of real estate needs, whether, like he said, whether you're buying or selling, come down there and talk to them. They're right there next to the high school. Big green awning. You can't miss it. Go down and check them out. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me here.
Greg Atkinson of Atkinson Real Estate. Want to thank him for joining us, and I want to thank you for joining us on our Business in Our Backyard podcast that we try to feature someone different each and every week. And, of course, you can share this with your friends and watch this video. And, of course, we thank you for listening and watching to Businesses in Our Backyard.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.